平安。Now, as we celebrate Mother's Day, I'm reminded of a story I heard many years ago. The story is about a little girl who one day noticed that her mother had several strands of white hair. The little girl looked at her mom and asked, "Mommy, why are some of your hairs white?" To which her mom replied to her daughter, "Well, every time you do something wrong and make me cry, one of my hairs turns white." The little girl thought about this for a moment and then asked, "Mommy, why are all of grandmother's hairs white?" We acknowledge that being a mother isn't easy, as it is arguably the hardest job in the world. But what is it exactly that makes being a mother so difficult? Some say that carrying a baby in the womb for 10 months is the hardest part. But those who say this don't realize that a baby is not only carried in the womb, but in the heart of a mother forever. It's not in the breaking of the water, but in the breaking of the heart that brings death to the soul. Therefore, Mother's Day is not only a day in which we honor our mothers for their unconditional and sacrificial love. But as Pastor Barry prayed earlier, it's also a day of mourning for mothers who have suffered the loss of a child. For mothers waiting for their prodigal son or daughter to return back home to Christ. For mothers who have abandoned their child or have been abandoned by their mother. For mothers never to be who bear the pain of never being able to bear children. We all carry the pain of searing loss one way or another, and we'll see this morning someone who truly understands the heart of a mother. And we'll see who this person is as we look at the Gospel of Luke. So let's pray before we continue on. God, please give us ears and hearts to hear your words this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Before we look at our passage this morning, we need to begin by understanding the context of the passage. The very last words of the Old Testament in Malachi chapter 4, verses 5 through 6, is actually a promise that God gives to his people. He says, "Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the great and awesome day of the Lord comes. And he will turn the hearts of fathers to their children and the hearts of children to their fathers, lest I come and strike the land with a decree of utter destruction."
他说,看啊,耶和华大而可畏之日未到以前,我必差遣先知以利亚到你们那里去,他必使父亲的心转向儿女,儿女的心转向父亲,免得我来咒诅遍地。God
gives this promise of reconciliation, not only between fathers and his children, but the father is the representative, the head of the family.
因为父亲所代表的是一个家庭，所以神给的这个应许指的不仅仅是父亲跟孩子之间。
And so this promise of reconciliation includes mothers, extended family members, and also God's people.
这个应许更是包括了母亲，包括了整个家庭，也包括了神的百姓。
This promise is not just about family, but about restoring God's people back to the faith of their forefathers.
这个应许更不只是关于家庭，更是要重新要恢复神的百姓回到他们列祖列宗所信的神那里。
And I believe that in promises like these of reconciliation and restoration, we're so eager to have our prayers answered that we miss the main focus of what God desires.
对于这类有关和好跟神恢复关系的应许，我们常常很积极的就想要使我们的祷告蒙垂听，以至于我们错过了我们重点应该是神在这里所渴望的是什么呢？
The first word in verse 6 actually in the Hebrew language is the verb turn.
第六节的第一个字在希伯来原文是一个动词，也就是转向。
This verb is fronted, giving it the main emphasis in the verse where the focus is on God changing the hearts of fathers, mothers, and children.
当动词摆在句首的时候，它就是强调了这段经文最主要的关键其实是在于神来转变父亲、母亲与孩子的心。
The word turn here is used in regards to repentance.
转变在这里也有带着悔改的意思。
So the main idea is that there cannot be a change of hearts towards one another unless our hearts are first turned back to God.
所以重点就是在我们的心没有转向上帝之前，我们的心是没有办法转向彼此的。
And so how does God do this? How does God fulfill His promise?
那么神要怎么样行这事呢？他要如何来成就他的应许呢？
He doesn't do it immediately, but he fulfills his promise by waiting patiently.
他并没有立刻地成就这个应许，他乃是很耐心地等待。
For the next 400 years, God is silent.
在接下来400年，我们看到神静默不语。
And so the question that is then posited is, why does God leave his people with a promise and then is silent for the next 400 years?
那么这里就有个问题，就是说，为什么神给了百姓一个应许之后，他在接下来四百个年的日子里面，他沉默不语呢？
And so let me posit the same question to everyone here.
让我也向各位提出同样的问题。
Are there times in your life you feel this way, as if God is silent and you ask, God, where are you?
在你的生命当中，你是否也有类似的经历？你不断地问主啊，你在哪里？但是神好像没有回答你。
I believe the reason why God is silent is a mystery. Yet one of the reasons God reveals why he's silent is to silence us.
我相信上帝沉默不语是一个奥秘，但是其中一个理由，上帝向我们启示的是，他静默的原因就是为了要让我们能够安静下来。
This is one of the ways in which God turns the hearts of his people back to him.
这也就是神要将他百姓的心再次转向他的方法。
For us to turn, we need to first be silent in order to hear God speak.
要回转之前，我们的心必须要先安静下来，这样我们才能够听到上帝对我们所说的话。
This is a big lesson that my wife learned as Ruth will share about her experience delivering our third child, Hudson.
这是我学到一个很大的功课。现在我会先分享一段我生老三，我们 Hudson 时候所经历到的。在生老三的时候，我经历了一个很大的功课。
I learned a big lesson when I delivered our third child, Hudson.
在平安生产六个小时之后，我开始大量的出血。
It was 6 hours after the delivery that I started bleeding excessively.
在我模糊的记忆当中，我只记得看到一群的护士跑进来、跑出去，然后一直换那些沾满鲜血的床单，还有一直擦溅到地上的血。
In my blurred memory, I recall nurses running in and out the room, changing the blood-soaked bed sheets multiple times and mopping away the blood stains on the floor.
我跟主说，主啊，为什么是这样？为什么是我？我要死了吗？可不可以让血止住？可不可以？主啊，可不可以？
Lord, why is this happening to me? Why me? Am I dying? Can you please let the bleeding stop, Lord?
上帝没有回答我，我也一直的出血。
God was silent, and I continued to bleed.
在医生进来检查之后，他决定要给我做一些紧急的处理。这时候， 生产的打的无痛分娩已经早就没有了，然后医生要在这个时候他要给我打针，让我的阵痛子宫再次阵痛起来。
The doctor came in and decided to do an emergency procedure without any anesthesia. The doctor gave me a shot to start the contractions again.
那时候已经要半夜了，我已经好累好累，然后我开始觉得很害怕。
It was already late in the night as I was tired and I was scared.
这时候有一个很神幽的声音在我里面响了起来。
At this moment, a deep and hollow voice started to whisper inside of me.
他说，或许上帝并没有那么爱你。
Maybe God doesn't really love you.
这个或许就震动了我里面的平安。
This maybe took away the peace that was within me.
我开始哭了起来，问 Tony 说，为什么上帝要这样对待我？为什么是我？难道上帝真的不爱我吗？
I began to cry, asking Tony, why me? Doesn't God love me?
通常 Tony 这个好老公会帮我分析，然后给我很多很好的属灵建议，但这次他很坚定地对我说，你需要去祷告，然后就转身带着 baby 到隔壁去休息了。
Usually, being a great husband, as he is, Tony would patiently analyze my question and give me biblical guidance. However, this time, he only said to me firmly, you need to pray. He then took the baby to the next room in the bed and rested.
那时候我一个人躺在床上，我在祷告。我看着灰色的天花板，我觉得我好像笼罩在一个很深的黑暗之中。
I lied on the bed alone, staring at the gray ceiling wall, feeling as if I was under a gray cloud of darkness.
神啊，为什么是这样子？难道你真的不爱我吗？
God, why is this happening? Do you really not love me?
上帝没有回答，然后我一直出血。
God continued to remain silent, and I continued to bleed.
在这场混乱跟疑惑当中，我开始背诗篇二十三篇。耶和华，你是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。
In the midst of the chaos and doubts, I started to recite Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want.
我虽然经过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害，因为你与我同在。
Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me.
在我不断背诵诗篇二十三篇的时候，我的心就很奇妙，就渐渐地安静了下来。我开始记起来，上帝从以前到如今是怎么样的来爱我。
As I recited Psalm 23, my heart gradually quieted down, and I began to remember how God has loved me.
我选择了我要紧紧地抓住神，我赶快快跑地奔向那对我沉默不语的上帝。
Though God was silent, I decided to cling onto His word and run to Him.
于是我宣告，主啊，你是我的牧者，我是你所爱的。当我这样宣告的时候，我的疑惑就不见了。
As I ran to God, I proclaimed, You are my shepherd, I am loved by you. Then suddenly, the doubts in my heart immediately ceased.
医生做了处理，止住了失血，我又再一次发现，我回到神的爱里面。
The doctor performed the necessary procedure and stopped the bleeding.I found myself once again in the loving embrace of God.
昨天晚上，当我在电脑上准备这个分享的时候，我七岁的女儿 Hope 跑过来，坐在我旁边，然后就开始念我在写什么。
As I was preparing this on my laptop, my seven-year-old daughter Hope sat down next to me and started reading what I wrote.
然后她看完整篇之后，她转过头跟我说：“妈妈，我知道那个人是谁，那个声音就是撒旦的声音。”
After she read the whole thing, she turned to me and said, "Mommy,I know who that voice was. It was Satan."
我吓了一跳，我说，你怎么知道那是撒旦的声音啊？
I was surprised and asked, how do you know it was Satan?
他跟我说，第一，我有去上主日学，所以我学到很多关于上帝的事情。
She answered, first, I go to Sunday school and I learn a lot about God.
然后说，第二，我看很多很多的圣经。
Second, I read a lot of Bible.
第三，圣经说上帝是爱我们的，所以当那个声音跟你说上帝不爱你的时候，那就是撒旦了。
Third, the Bible says God loves us, So when the voice was telling you that God doesn't love you, it was from Satan.
然后他甜甜地望着我说，妈咪，上帝是爱我们的。
She then added, Mommy, God really loves us.
就在昨天晚上，我又再次地被提醒，上帝是爱我的，而且并不只是爱我，他是爱我们这里所有每一个人的。
And I was reminded again yesterday that God loves me, and not only me, but that God loves each and every one of us.
所以我们必须要让我们心中那些质疑神的爱的声音把它消灭掉，这样子我们才能够听到神的真理在我们心里面呼喊着，你是被爱的。
We need to silence the voice in our hearts that speak against God's love for us in order to hear the truth of God's word that speaks in our hearts that we are loved. And just as Ruth shared, this is the question that the Israelites will face for the next 400 years.
就像我刚刚分享的，这也是以色列百姓在接下来的400年当中他们所面对的一个问题。
Will God's people hold on to the word of God in the midst of their circumstances and hardships?
神的百姓是否会在他们的环境与他们的艰难里选择去紧紧地抓住上帝呢？
When God is silent in the midst of our pain and loss, do we read, listen to, and hold on to the promises of God?
当神在我们的失去，当在我们的痛苦当中选择沉默不语的时候，我们是否仍然继续地读，继续地听，继续地抓住神的应许呢？
We see in Luke chapter 1, verses 5 through 7, there's a priest named Zechariah and his wife Elizabeth who were righteous before God, walking blamelessly in all the commandments and statutes of the Lord.
在路加福音一章五到七节，我们看到一位祭司叫做撒加利亚与他的妻子伊丽莎伯，他们二人在神面前都是义人，遵行主的一切诫命礼仪，没有可指责的。
Even though they were serving faithfully, it would appear as if God had forsaken them, because in verse 7, we see that Elizabeth was barren and both of them were old in age.
尽管他们很专心地侍奉神，但看起来好像仿佛上帝忘了他们一样，因为在第七节我们读到伊丽莎伯没有办法生育，两个人年纪又老迈了。
It would be impossible for them to have a child. But then in verse 13, we see the angel Gabriel is sent to Zechariah saying, Do not be afraid, Zechariah, for your prayer has been heard, and your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you shall call his name John.
他们那时是无法生育的了，但在第十三节，我们看到天使加百列被差遣到撒加利亚面前对他说，撒加利亚，不要害怕。因为你的祈祷已经被听见了，你的妻子伊丽莎伯要给你生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫约翰。
You would think that Zechariah would immediately rejoice, but instead we see in verse 18 that he doubts as he asks the question, How shall I know this? For I am an old man and my wife is advanced in years.
你或许会觉得撒加利亚这时候应该会马上很开心地跳起来。但在第十八节我们看到他的问题里面，我们看到他有许多的疑问。他说，我凭着什么可知道这事呢？我已经老了，我的妻子也年纪老迈了。
Gabriel then responds in verses 19 through 20 saying, I was sent to speak to you and to bring you this good news, and behold, you will be silent and unable to speak until the day that these things take place because You did not believe my words, which will be fulfilled in their time.
加百列在十九到二十节如此的回答：我是站在神面前的加百列，奉差而来对你说话，将这好消息报给你。到的时候，这话必然应验。只因你不信，你必哑巴，不能说话，直到这事成就的日子。
Now, as we all know, there are times that a man does things that gets a woman angry but doesn't realize it.
我们都知道有些时候男人们常常会做一些事情让女人感到很生气，但他们却浑然不觉。
This happens not all the time for me, but most of the time I can tell when my wife's really angry at me because when she is, she's silent.
当这些时刻发生的时候，大部分的时间我都能够察觉到我太太很不悦，因为当我太太生气的时候，她就不说话了。
Now, if I know what's good for me, I would also remain silent. But since I'm a man and don't know what's good for me, I speak.
如果我知道什么对我比较好的话，我应该选择保持沉默。但是因为我是一个男人，又不知道什么对我比较好，所以我就 开口说话。
Honey, I'm sorry. And then I realized quickly that I've fallen into her trap. As she says to me, sorry for what?
她说，哦，宝贝啊，我很抱歉。然后她很快就会发现她已经掉到我的陷阱里面了，因为我接下来就问她说，你道歉什么啊？
And now I'm in a whole heap of trouble because I don't know what I'm sorry for.
现在事情就大条了，因为我完全不知道我该为了什么而道歉。
And I try to guess rather than truly reflect in my heart what I did wrong.
然后我就试着用猜的，而是没有用好好的去想我到底做错了什么事情。
And so when I ask for forgiveness, it's disingenuous and just makes things worse.
所以当我要求原谅的时候，我不是很真心的，所以只是把事情弄得更糟罢了。
You see, for Zechariah, who is a priest, having spent his whole life waiting for God to speak, hears for the first time after 400 years God's very last words in Malachi.
你看，对于撒加利亚来说，他是一个祭司，他一辈子都在等待神开口说话。而他听到了像在400年之后的第一次神向他说话，而且也是重复了在马拉基书神所说的最后的一个应许。
Gabriel says in Luke chapter 1 verse 16 through 17, and he will turn many of the children of Israel to the Lord their God, and he will go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just to make ready for the Lord a people prepared.
加百列在路加福音一章十六节说，他要使许多以色列人回转归于主他们的神，他必有以利亚的心智能力行在主的面前，叫为父的心转向儿女，叫悖逆的人转从义人的智慧，又为主预备何用的百姓。
Zechariah should be very familiar with these words, yet rather than being slow to speak and reflecting upon God's word, Zechariah speaks in disbelief.
撒加利亚对于这段话应该是非常的熟悉，但是他没有用心的去思考再回答，他乃是用疑惑的心态来问问题。
As a result, he is silenced and cannot speak until God's promise is fulfilled when his son John is born.
于是他就被禁止发言，并且不能说话，直到神成就了这事，也就是直到他儿子约翰出生的那时候。
You see, God answers the prayers of Zechariah and Elizabeth in having a child, but not in the way that they wanted and expected, but in the way that God had planned.
你看，上帝回应了撒加利亚与丽莎伯想要得到一个孩子的祷告，但并不是照着他们所期望、他们所希望的，而是照着神所计划的时刻。
The waiting in which Zechariah and Elizabeth experiences is in correlation to the waiting of Israel.
撒加利亚与以利沙伯他们所经历的等待跟以色列所经历的等待是大有关联的。
In a time of barrenness, will they hold on to the promises of God and wait to hear from the Lord?
在不孕的时候，他们是否会抓住神的应许并且等待神的声音呢？
Will they respond in belief or in disbelief?
他们会以信心来回应或者是以怀疑来回应。
In the same way, do we hold on to the promises of God and when he answers our prayers, not in the way that we expect, do we respond in belief or disbelief?
同样的，当神不是以我们所期待的方法来回应我们的祷告时候，我们是否会抓住神的应许，还是我们会有里面会有产生许多的疑问？
Next, what we find is that Zechariah and Elizabeth's story is in parallel and in comparison to the story of Mary and Joseph.
接着我们看到撒加利亚跟以利沙伯的故事和约瑟跟玛利亚的故事有许多的相似之处。
We see the angel Gabriel brings similar news to a young girl named Mary, proclaiming in Luke chapter 1 verses 30 through 31, Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus.
在路加福音一章三十到三十一节，我们看到天使加百列带了一个类似的消息给一个童女，名叫玛利亚。玛利亚，不要怕，你在神面前已经蒙恩了。你要怀孕生子，可以给他起名叫耶稣。
We see in verse 34, Mary reacts the same way as Zechariah, and Mary said to the angel, "How will this be, since I am a virgin?"
在第三十四节，我们看到玛利亚与撒加利亚有同样的反应。玛利亚对天使说：“我没有出嫁，怎么有这事呢？”
Now for you middle school students, I don't know, for you out there who don't know what the word virgin means, after service, make sure not to bother your mother because it's Mother's Day.
做中学生的，如果不知道什么是童女的话，请你们聚完会后千万不要去吵你们的妈妈问答案，因为今天是母亲节。
Instead, make sure to bother your dad.
如果拜托你们去问你们的父亲。
For Ruth and I, when we found out that we were going to have Hosanna, our fourth child, we asked this same question in disbelief. How will this be? We already have three kids. How can we have four?
当我跟太太发现我们怀孕了我们老四 Hosanna 的时候，我们也同样的充满了这样子的疑问，也问相同的问题。我们说，怎么会有这种事情呢？我们已经有三个小孩了，怎么可能会有这么怎么可能要有再第四个呢？
We didn't think it would be possible for us to raise four kids, and so we actually began to doubt God's goodness.
我们那时候觉得自己真的没有办法来养育四个孩子，所以我们开始怀疑神的美善。
But then, not long after, a friend of ours shared with us that they're also having their fourth kid.
但不久之后，我们的朋友跟我们说，他们也怀第四胎了。
And then, not long after that, another friend told us, and then another.
在那之后，分别有两对朋友都告诉我们，他们也都怀上第四胎。
God was showing us that we're not alone and that He's providing for us, but more importantly, that He's doing something in and through us.
上帝让我们看到了，我们不是孤单的，神为我们预备了其他人，而且他更是在我们的里面来动工。
I believe that this is what we see here in the text in verse 36, that first God has provided for Elizabeth.In her old age, a son.
我们相信这也是在第三十六节所看到的，神先给年迈的以利沙伯一个儿子。
And also in providing for Elizabeth, God actually provides for Mary in that she would not have to go through this alone.
神在供应以利沙伯的同时，也为了玛利亚而预备了她，好叫玛利亚不至于一个人孤单的来面对这一切。
Mary is not the only one who's going through this, but God provides Elizabeth where they're in this together.
玛利亚不是一个人孤单地面对这一切，上帝为她预备了以利沙伯，让他们两个能够一起走这一条路。
In verse 56, we see that Mary stays with Elizabeth for 3 months.
在第五十六节，我们看到玛利亚与以利沙伯同住约有三个月的日子。
Whatever we may be going through, we may think that we're the only one going through this.But we're not.
不管我们现在正在经历什么，我们可能会觉得我们是世界上唯一一个经历遭遇到这种事情的人，但是事实上往往不是这样的。
We're not alone. We're all in this together.
我们不是孤单的，我们是一起都在一起的。
Can we turn to one another and say this? We're not alone. We're all in this together.
让我们跟对方说，我们不是孤单的，我们有彼此。
See, God is there, and He has also provided for us, one another, others, to walk with us through our trials.
看神就在那里与我们同在，并且他也为我们预备了其他能够与我们一起走过苦难的人。
So when Mary hears about how God will fulfill His promise, we see a contrast between Zechariah and Mary's response.
所以在玛利亚听到神要如何成就他的应许的时候，在撒加利亚。跟玛利亚回应之间，我们看到了一个很清楚的对比。
In the text, we actually don't see any reaction from Zechariah.
在经文当中，其实我们没有看到撒加利亚有任何的反应。
But we see in verse 38, Mary immediately says, "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word."
但在第三十八节，玛利亚立刻说，我是主的使女，情愿照你的话成就在我身上。
Mary acknowledges that God does not exist to serve her purposes, but she is here to serve the Lord.
玛利亚明白，上帝不是为了达成玛利亚的目的而存在的。玛利亚存在的目的乃是为了去服侍主。
And Mary doesn't respond by saying, "Why is this happening to me?" but responds by saying, "Let it be according to your word, not mine."
玛利亚没有说这是为什么会发生在我身上，她说，情愿你的话。成就在我身上。
Mary's response is significantly different from everyone else's response, and we see this in Luke chapter 1, verses 63 through 66.
玛利亚的反应与其他人的反应是截然不同的。 我们在路加福音1章63到66节可以很清楚地看到。
When John is born, we see the people's reaction in verse 63 that they all wondered.
当约翰出生时，我们看到其他人反应。第63节说，他们便都稀奇。
The word wonder carries with it the meaning of amazement, but also speculation.
稀奇这个字眼带着惊讶的意思，而且通常也是带着臆测。
And so immediately in verse 66, we see that the people speculate, what then will this child be?
所以马上在接下来的第66节，我们看到这些人在猜测，在臆测着，这个孩子将来怎么样呢？
Also in Luke chapter 2, verse 18, when Jesus is born, the people again wondered. And it's here in verse 19 that we see the difference between the people and Mary's response.
同时在路加福音2章18节，当耶稣出生时，人们又再一次的诧异。接着在第19节，我们看到玛利亚与其他人不一样的反应。So
take a look at Luke chapter 2, verse 18.
让我们一起看路加福音2章19节。
The people wondered, but Mary kept all these things, pondering them in her heart.
人们诧异，但玛利亚却把这一切的事存在心里，反复思想。
The NIV translates the word kept as treasure.
新译本的英文将存这个字翻译成珍藏。
But Mary treasured up all these things, meaning that she didn't speculate, ask, speak, but she remains silent, treasuring the word of God that was spoken to her in her heart.
玛利亚却把这一切事存在心里。 意思就是说，他没有去臆测，没有采取行动，或是开口论断，他乃是保持沉默，将主的话放在他的心中。
And we see this again later in Luke chapter 2, verse 41, when Jesus is 12 years old and his parents take him to Jerusalem, and they somehow lose the Savior of the world.
之后在路加福音2章41节，我们又再次看到，当耶稣12岁的时候，他的父母带他去耶路撒冷。 接着他们不知道怎么的，竟然把世界的救赎主给搞丢了。
It's not just for an hour or two, but it's until 3 days later that they find him at the temple.
他们找到耶稣不是在一两个小时之后，而是在3天之后。
Now this should actually reassure us as parents if we've ever lost our child or forgot to pick them up.
对于曾经把小孩弄丢或是忘记接小孩的父母们来说，这应该让我们感到一些很欣慰或放心。
We should be assured because what we find is that Mary and Joseph are not perfect parents.
我们可以很放心的，因为知道其实玛利亚跟约瑟他们也不是完美的父母亲。
We see in verse 48, Mary is upset because they were frantically searching for Jesus. But Jesus replies in verse 49 saying, Why were you looking for me? Did you not know that I must be in my Father's house?
在第48节，我们看到玛利亚其实不堪，有点不开心，因为他们毕竟是像发狂似的一样在到处寻找耶稣。但耶稣在第49节回答说：“为什么找我呢？岂不知我应当在我父的家里吗？”
They didn't understand what Jesus meant by this. Yet for Mary, we see again. Take a look at verse 51.
耶稣所说的话他们不明白，但在第51节我们再次的看到。
But his mother treasured all these things in her heart.
玛利亚，耶稣的母亲，把这一切的事都存在心里。
It wasn't important for Mary to fully understand what was going on.
对于玛利亚来说，完全明白所发生的事情并不是最重要的。
It's because what's important is not in knowing why things happen.
因为最重要的不是在于明白事情为什么会临到我们身上。
But knowing God's word and his promise in the midst of what's happening.
而是在事情临到的时候，我们有没有明白神的话语跟他的应许？
How does one endure the heartache Mary experiences in the gossip, betrayal, arrest, shame, sacrifice, and loss of her son?
玛利亚经历了自己的儿子被人议论、被背叛、被逮捕、被羞辱，并且最终牺牲，并且失去了他的儿子。一个母亲该如何去承受这样子的心痛呢？
I believe, like Mary, it's not in questioning our circumstances, but in treasuring them in our hearts to see what is it that God is doing in our lives according to his word.
我相信质疑我们生命中所处的光景并 对我们并没有帮助，我们必须学习玛利亚，将我们的光景存放在我们心中，看看神在我们的生命当中要如何照着他的话语来成就他的应许。
When Mary comes to visit Elizabeth in Luke chapter 1, verses 42 through 45, Elizabeth proclaims that Mary is blessed three times.
在路加福音一章四十二到四十五节，当玛利亚去探望以利沙伯时，以利沙伯三次的高喊着说，玛利亚是有福的。
And in her final blessing, she says why Mary is blessed.
在最后一次的祝福中，她指出了玛利亚为什么是有福。
Elizabeth proclaims in verse 45, and blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her from the Lord.
以利沙伯在第四十五节宣告说，这相信的女子是有福的，因为主对她所说的话都要应验。
Mary is blessed because she believes the promises of God.
玛利亚是有福的，因为她相信了神的应许。
She treasures the word of God in her heart.
她把神的话存在她的心里。
One of the most popular Christian songs that have ever been written based on this passage is by an artist named Mark Laurie.
有一个作曲家叫马克·罗利，他用了这段经文写了一首很有名的歌。
In the song, he repeatedly asks the question, Mary, did you know?
在这首歌里面，他不断地问一个问题，他说，玛利亚，你知道吗？
Now, I really wanted to sing this song for you guys today, but my wife said not to ruin Mother's Day. And so I'm just going to read the lyrics for you.
我本来真的很想为你们献唱这首歌，但我太太说，拜托，不要破坏了这个美好的母亲节，所以我只能用念的把歌词念给你们听。
So you can thank my wife for me not singing.
所以你可以谢谢我的太太，让我没有破坏你们的母亲节。
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water?
玛利亚，你知道你的婴孩有一天会行走在水上吗？
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters?
玛利亚，你知道你的婴孩将会拯救我们的儿女吗？
Mary, did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new?
你知道你的婴孩是为了更新你的生命而诞生的吗？
This child that you delivered will soon deliver you.
你所生的这个孩子也会很快地使你重生。
Now, even though this is an important question, the real question is not whether she knew who Jesus is.
虽然这些都是很重要的问题，但最终的问题不是在于她是否知道耶稣是谁。
The real question is whether or not she believed.
最终的问题乃是她是否相信。
And that is the question we need to ask ourselves this morning.
这也是我们今天早上要问我们自己的一个问题。
Do we believe in the fulfillment of God's promises?Through Jesus Christ.
我们是否相信上帝借基督耶稣所成就的应许呢？
Do we believe that everything belongs to him and that God is sovereign over our marriage, our work, our family, and all of our situations?
我们是否相信一切都属于上帝，把我们的婚姻、我们的家庭、我们的工作、我们的一切一切都交托给神呢？
Do we believe that God will work out every situation in our lives for our good?And for his glory, in order to bring about our salvation and the salvation of others.
我们是否相信神会为了他的荣耀与我们的好处，在我们生命当中每一个看起来像是不可能的情况下来动工，使我们与神啊，使我们与人一起同得救赎呢？
You see, God is working to turn our hearts back to Him, and He never leaves us alone in our circumstances.
神在我们的心中动工。他不会让我们独自地面对那些苦难。
If we would only believe in the fulfillment of God's promise through His word in our lives, we would experience God's blessings.
如果我们相信上帝会在我们的生命中借着他的话语成就他的应许的话，我们便会经历到上帝的祝福。
I'm going to end with this final illustration.
最后我要讲一个故事。
It was a Monday morning, and Jen told her husband she hadn't felt the baby move all morning.
那是一个星期一的早上，珍告诉她的先生，她已经有一段时间没有感觉到胎儿的胎动了。
She was 36 weeks pregnant.
那时她已经怀孕36周了。
They went to see the doctor and they heard two words that forever changed the rest of their lives.
他们去看医生，医生给他们说了两个字，改 变他们接下来的一生。
No heartbeat.
没有心跳。
The morning after they got the news, they sat in their car at the hospital as they wept softly and prayed together.
当他们得到诊断结果的隔天清晨，他们坐在医院停车场的车子上，轻声的痛哭，并且一起祷告。
Jen still had to give birth naturally to her lifeless baby.
珍还是必须要将那个已经没有生命的胎儿自然的把它生产出来。
She writes that they felt like 1,000 days condensed into 24 hours.
她这样写着，她觉得那一天感觉就好像是把1,000个日子浓缩成24小时一样。
So much of it is blurry, filling out paperwork in the doctor's office that felt like taking the SAT.
好多的记忆都好模糊。而且在办公室填写资料的时候，他感觉好像是在考 SAT 的考试一样。
The anesthesiologist coming in with no words, just business.
麻醉师进来了，一话不说，只是工作。
It was also our most emotional day, as we said, God willing, this is the hardest day we'll ever go through.
那也是我们感情上最复杂的一天。我们跟神说，主啊，你若愿意，盼望这就是我们一生当中最难熬的一天了。
You always feel like you've emptied yourself of the emotion, but it just keeps coming.
你总是以为你已经把你的情绪处理好了，但是它却一直不断的回来，不断的回来。
Jen was monumental, though, her husband writes.
她先生写着说，但是珍真的很伟大。
I would be remiss if I didn't mention how wonderful she was the entire week.
我如果没有提到她整个礼拜表现得有多美好的话，我就太疏忽了。
I was mostly a disaster, a mess of tears and emotions and intense pain.
我自己几乎是一团糟，许多的眼泪与情绪，还有那些狂大的痛苦。
She was calm and confident in the Lord, in herself and in me.
她很平静，不管是对神、对她自己、对我，都充满着信心。
She eventually gave birth to our not breathing child. The doctor showed me the gender.
他终于生下了那已经没有呼吸的孩子，医生让我看了孩子的性别。
I looked down at my wife and told her, we had a girl. We named her Kate Noel.
我低头看着我的妻子，告诉她，我们生的是一个女孩，我们给她起名叫凯特·诺耶尔。
Jen grabbed her out of the doctor's hands. Oh, my baby, she's so beautiful.
珍把 baby 从医生的手中抢过来，说：“我的孩子，我的孩子，她好漂亮啊！”
We don't want to cry out, "Why us?" when this is so common to so many.
当这样的事情也同样的发生在许多人身上的时候，我们不想也哭着说：“为什么是我们？”
Instead, we want to say, "Yes, us," and thank you to everyone else before us for walking this path with grace.
反而我们要说的是：“是的，是我们。”还有要谢谢那些在我们之前靠着恩典走过这一条路的你们每一个人。
For a lot of us, Christianity has come easy. There has been no suffering and no pain.
对于绝大多数的我们来说，成为一个基督徒还蛮容易的。我们没有遭遇到很大的苦难，也没有遭遇到极大的伤痛。
There has been no reason to not trust God and to not call ourselves Christians, and now there is.
好像没有理由让我们不相信神，或者是称自己不是基督徒。但是现在我们有了。
Now we have known unimaginable depths. The sorrow that flowed that week is an unspeakable thing.
如今我们知道了这一个无法想象的深度，那个礼拜所流出来的悲伤是无法形容的。
And we can truthfully say that the Lord is good in both, if not greater in the sorrow.
但我们现在可以很确切地说，不论如何，神都是美善的。甚至他可能在苦难中显得更为美好。
That we do not hope in our children.
我们的盼望不是在我们的孩子身上。
That we do not hope in each other.
我们的盼望不是在彼此的身上。
That we do not hope in our friends or our families or in anything outside the crucifixion and resurrection of Jesus Christ.
我们的盼望不是在我们的家人、我们的朋友，或是任何在十字架与复活的神之外的一切事物。
And this was a wild reminder of that.One we didn't want, but always need.
这是一个很大的提醒，一个我们不想要经历，但是我们总是需要听到的。
Heaven is more at the forefront of my life because of that week.
因着那个礼拜，天堂现在在我生命当中一个很显著的地方。
We have talked and thought about it more. It is a place I want to be.
我们有更多的讨论，并且想到天堂。我希望能够到那里去。
I want us to listen to what he says next.
我希望我们能够一起听接下来他所说的。
Not to see the girl I lost, although that will be a good thing.
不是去看我那失去的女儿，虽然那是很美好的一件事。
But it is a pale and pathetic thing compared to seeing in full the God who willingly chose that which I would never dream of choosing.
但与能够见到神比起来，这一切都显得苍白，因为神是那一个做了一个我连做梦也想不到他会这样子做这样子的选择的一位神。
I want to meet my daughter, yes, but what I really long for is to meet the Father who gave His Son.
是的，我很想再次见到我的女儿，但我更想见到的是一个为我们舍了他的儿子的父亲。
My brothers and sisters, God fulfills His greatest promise through His Son, Jesus Christ.
上帝借着他的儿子耶稣基督成就了他最大的应许。
So this Mother's Day, God gives to us this greatest gift, not just mothers, brothers, sisters, fathers, sons, and daughters.
所以这个母亲节上帝给我们最大的礼物不仅是母亲、父亲、兄弟姐妹、儿子或女儿。
But he blesses us by giving us the greatest gift of all, which is his son, Jesus Christ.
他给我们最大的祝福乃是将他的儿子耶稣基督给了我们。
And we receive this blessing when we believe by treasuring God's word in our hearts.
当我们相信并且把神的话存在我们心里的时候，我们就会得到这一份很大的祝福。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
God, we thank you for the gifts of our mothers, but more importantly, the gift of your Son.
上帝，我们感谢你将母亲给我们，更感谢你将你的儿子赐给了我们。
We pray that we would turn to you and treasure your word in our hearts.
我们祷告向你求，我们的心会回转向你，将你的话语存放在我们的心中。
And believe in your Son, so that in every circumstance,We may say, let it be according to your word.
让我们相信信靠你的儿子，好像在我们每一个境况当中，我们都能说愿意你的话语成就。
In Jesus' name we pray.
愿主奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen. Amen.
As we set up and respond in one song, let's take a moment and let's pray. Continue to pray, but when we 一起起立, can we all stand as we respond in one song? Let us proclaim who it is that we believe in, who it is that we follow. It is God the Father, Jesus Christ His Son, and the Holy Spirit, the Godhead three in one. That this is who we believe in, who we trust, and who we follow. through your Holy Spirit and conceiving Christ the Son. Jesus our Savior, I believe in God our Father, I believe in Christ the Son, I believe in the Holy Spirit, our God is three in one, I believe in the resurrection, then we will rise again, for I believe in the name of Jesus. Our judge, our judge and our defender, suffered and crucified. This is in you. Descended into darkness, you rose in glorious light. Forever seated high. I believe in the Father. I believe in the Son. I believe in the Holy Spirit. Saints communion and in your holy church. I believe in the resurrection when Jesus comes again.
提醒我们这是一个信心的功课，主，我们求你自己也让我们就像是玛利亚一样，能够成为一个因着相信而蒙福的人，让我们不单单认识你，也让我们可以相信你，更是相信我们的主耶稣基督成为我们的救赎。感谢你，你自己的话语，你让我们能够在黑暗当中却能够有你自己的光照，也让我们知道如何在你的光中行走在这一生的道路，也让我们不单单按着你的光来行，也借着我们可以将你的光向许多还在黑暗当中的人来分享。我们在这一个母亲节的当天，主，我们为我们的母亲献上感谢。也许有一些她并不在我们的当中，我们为他们献上感谢，为他们在我们生命当中他们所赐给那一切许多美好珍贵的礼物在我们的身上。我们也了解这样子的关系对于某些人来讲也许是困难的，我们也在你面前祈求你自己施恩的手、医治的手加在那些的伤痕上面，好让我们的心里面没有那些的苦毒，也让我们的心可以看见你，你在我们的身上，你是接受我们成为你自己所心爱的孩子。主，我们也感谢你，你在我们生命当中丰富的赐予，也在我们每天的生活当中你丰富的供应，求你自己让我们看见，也愿意在你面前献上，让我们所献的也可以让你的荣耀被人看见，也让许多的人因此得到祝福。 Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for your blessing. And you remind us through your servant. And you teach us about our lessons about our faith. We thank you for Mary, for her faith, so she can become a blessed one. We pray that we all can be the same, not just by knowing you, but also we believe in you, we believe Jesus Christ is our Savior. Thank you for lighting up our darkness with your word, so we can know how to walk in this life. Help us not only live by your light, but to share that with those who are still in darkness. On this Mother's Day, we thank you for our mother, whether they are here with us or not. May you give us a special wisdom and the grace to celebrate every mother and their good and perfect gift that we have received from them. For some of us, we know that this might have been a difficult relationship. We pray that your healing hand upon those hurts and your grace to enable us and to free us from any bitterness, and so have a heart that see you as one perfect parent. We thank you for your faithfulness. Show us why you have abundantly blessed us in our life. Help us to use it for your glory, for all others to see. May this be a great blessing to many. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. 请坐。接下来是欢迎报告的时间。It's time for welcome and announcement. First, I want to 我要先欢迎第一次来到我们当中的。We're gonna first to know those people come to us for the first time. 很快的，从我的右手边开始，有没有第一次来的？欢迎你站起来，介绍一下你的名字。If you are first time here and we would like to know you, please.有任何在这边吗？在我的最右手边有没有第一次来的？很快，没有的话，在我的右前方有没有第一次来的？最左边这边有没有？最左边有没有？都没有。楼上有没有第一次来的 ？OK，OK， 有一个在中间那个。等一下，我们的招待拿麦克风给你。等一下，那个跟我们介绍一下你的大名，从哪里来
？OK， 我可以用英文吗？我的中文有美国人的口音。
Yes, you can speak in English.
Yeah, 我是 ABC， 我在美国出生，所以我的中文不太好。
That's fine.
Okay, yeah, I come visit my old friend, Mr. Howard Wu.And it's very good to see so many people here. I come from North Carolina, and but I was born in San Francisco. So it's very good to see so many people here. And you know what's very nice is, in 1986, I brought Mr. Howard Wu to a service in China. At that time, you had to go to a house. The minister could not be open.There was no church there, so we went to a Christmas service in a house with an old minister. And now, Howard brings me to this beautiful, very different from the first one, wasn't it? and in China now, they have open churches with crosses on it is in the open now. So many things have changed in the world.
Thank you.
So I'm very glad to come and see this community here. Thank you.
Thank you. Welcome.最后一次还有没有任何漏掉的第一次来的有没有如果没有哦，这边前面有那个招待楼下没有招待吗有麦克风在楼下新朋友在楼下没有 OK 这边有你有开麦克风没有开。
好，那个大家好，那个我是从上海来的，我来这个也是看一个朋友，这个不要陈，陈先生，今天第一次这个参加大家的活动感到非常高兴，谢谢。
你的大名？
我姓傅 ，Oliver 傅。
欢迎你。还有没有？刚才没有起来的，最后一次。好，我们花30秒钟彼此问安。坐。知道时间有一点晚，但是有一些比较重要的事情还是需要报告，也请大家耐心。按照每年的惯例，我们在母亲节的这个崇拜都要特别为母亲来有些致意。As a tradition, we always have some recognition to all the mothers here. 所以今天还是不例外，但是我们很快的来做一下哈。So we're going to continue today. 所以如果在座里面齁如果你们是今年才刚做母亲的有没有可以请你站起来吗 有没有今年，或者是你今年即将要成为母亲的，有没有？在座有没有？哦，恭喜你 ，Thank you， 请坐。我相信有很多刚做母亲的，应该是在 nursing room， 不在这里哈、哦。所以我们也在这边为他们献上感谢。那同样的，我就邀请所有在座你是母亲的，请你站起来。All the mother, please stand。我想也包括坐在楼下 chapel 的哈。All the mother, we give you all the thanks. OK， 没有一个母亲是容易哈，那也不代表你的时间的长短有任何的差异，但是我们也要特别看一下，在我们当中做母亲时间很长的哈，如果你还没有超过30年，请你先坐一下，做母亲。If you are the mother more than 30 years, please remain standing. Okay. All right. 如果你不到40年的，可以坐一下。如果你们做母亲已经超过50年的，请你们仍然站立，其他的可以坐下来。谢谢你们，请坐。我们为每一个母亲都献上感谢。We want to give all the thanks to all the mothers, and we pray God to bless them. 特别介绍一下，今年有几样，这个月有个重要的事情。五月份是教会的家庭建造月，这个礼拜五13号晚上8点钟，在教会有一个特别的一个聚会，是英文堂青少年、儿童和他们的家长的这些家庭之夜，会有一些。